Ultra High Definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Well, the first time since a series of threats at several Wake County schools, students will return to class this morning. Coming up, the message district leaders have for parents as they get their kids ready to go back to school.
And taking a look over here in the Sand Hills, a little bit of lingering fog, but it is on its way out. Get ready for more sunshine. And some of the world's best performers are honored at the 65th annual Grammys. Coming up, the moments that have people talking this morning. So if you didn't stay up late to watch that whole thing, we'll get you caught up to speed. Good morning, everyone. Here we are back at it Monday. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah. Big show last night with the Grammys. You know, there's lots going on there to talk about. But also, we're going to be talking about this warm-up today. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Temperature already pretty mild, right?
Getting a look at some really nice weather for today. We do have gradual clearing skies. We had some fog overnight last night. I was out, I don't know what time it was, maybe 8 o'clock or so, and I was like, wow, look at all the fog. Well, the wind has picked up a little bit, and it doesn't take much. Our wind is coming out of the west at 6 miles per hour around the triangle, and that has mixed up the atmosphere enough to really settle that fog out of the atmosphere. It is 45 degrees, and we're not looking at fog around the triangle area or really in our northern counties. But we still have the potential south of Raleigh, say from Goldsboro to Fayetteville, back over to the Sand Hills. A little bit of low cloud cover, maybe a little lingering fog, but it is all dissipating quickly as drier, warmer air starts to work in today. So it's 36 in Roxboro, 45 in Rocky Mound and around the Triangle. It's 45 in Fayetteville and Southern Pines, and 46 degrees in Clinton. So we're certainly well above freezing and a good bit warmer than we were yesterday, anywhere from 5 to 15 degrees warmer. So we're getting there, we're getting there. And look at this, 54. Was our high yesterday. We'll climb all the way to 60 degrees this afternoon with lots of sunshine. But we could be close to record highs toward the end of the week. I'll show you that coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Students are headed back to class this morning following a series of threats that forced lockdowns at 6 schools in Wake County. It was just Friday when we were here and saw when parents of Zebulon Middle School students were desperate for some answers. They're concerned and frustrated. They say the threats made toward local schools have simply gotten out of hand. And school leaders agree as they now attempt to find solutions and put an end to the trend. On Friday, these 6 schools in Wake County were the target of multiple threats. 2 experienced code red lockdowns. It prompted early dismissals and pretty much chaos for a lot of people. Investigators are now looking into the source of the threats. The question is, who is making them and why? Wake County's board chair and superintendent said they're looking into ways to work with law enforcement agencies to devise better safety measures and with state lawmakers to see how to strengthen laws that address the perpetrators. Parents have also been asked to secure their firearms and to talk with their students. The sheriff's office is also encouraging parents to check social media activity. The Board of Education will address school safety and security at its meeting tomorrow.
Breaking news. First responders are searching for survivors this morning after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit parts of Turkey and Syria. More than 200 people have died following the quake. That death toll is expected to rise. Dozens of buildings collapsed in cities across the region, and at least 20 aftershocks followed, some as strong as a 6.6 magnitude earthquake. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan issued a statement saying the U.S. is ready to provide any and all needed assistance to Turkey and Syria. 2 Franklin County men charged with murder are due in court this morning. 18-year-old Gavin Miller and 19-year-old Dylan Piper are both facing charges of second-degree murder in the death of 19-year-old Hamilton Woods Jr. This was on January 29th. The sheriff's office says a fight spilled out of control. One of the men shot Woods Jr. Both Miller and Piper are being held on $5 million bond.
China is criticizing the U.S. for what it calls a serious violation of international practice after the shooting down of a suspected spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina. Top leaders of both congressional chambers as well as key intelligence committee members are expected to get more information by tomorrow before a full Senate briefing next week. President Biden ordered fighter jets to shoot the balloon down off the coast of Myrtle Beach Saturday. China claims it was a civilian research balloon that blew off course and crossed the United States. U.S. officials say the high-altitude balloon was being used for surveillance.
Music's biggest night was history-making. Beyonce broke the record for the most Grammy wins ever, adding 4 last night, bringing her total Grammy number to 32. Other big winners included Harry Styles for Album of the Year. Record of the Year went to Lizzo.
and a clearly shocked Bonnie Raitt won Song of the Year for Just Like That. And jazz singer Samara Joy won Best New Artist.
Put your hands in the air!
What a star-studded tribute it was at the Grammys, marking 50 years since hip-hop was founded. Artists including Run DMC, Salt-N-Pepa, Busta Rhymes, Queen Latifah, Missy Elliott, many, many more were out there, brought the audience to their feet.
Kim Petras became the first openly transgender woman to take home a Grammy. She won for Best Pop Duo or Group Performance for Unholy with Sam Smith. In her acceptance speech, she paid honor to other artists who opened the pathway for her and to her supportive mother.
My mother believed me that I was a girl, and I wouldn't be here without her and her support.
Petras became the first transgender woman to hit number one on the Billboard charts with Unholy. And coming up in a few minutes, we highlight some of the other big winners from last night.
This morning, the process to turn a football field into a hockey rink in Raleigh begins. The machines that will make the ice for the Carolina Hurricanes outdoor game at Carter-Finley Stadium arrive today. The preparations are starting nearly 2 weeks before the game. Canes take on the Washington Capitals February 18th. That's part of the NHL Stadium Series.
Durham police are investigating a deadly shooting at the intersection of Fay and Juniper Streets. Officers say they responded to the scene shortly before 8 o'clock Sunday night. They say they found a man shot who later died at the hospital. Police have not said if any arrests have been made or if they have a person of interest.
A firefighter and four others are injured after a fire in North Raleigh. The fire ripped through an apartment complex on Prince George Lane yesterday morning. Firefighter was hurt when part of the ceiling fell. None of the injuries were serious. At least 20 people are out of homes.
People in a town in Ohio are being ordered to evacuate their homes after a train derailed.
We are at a risk now of a catastrophic failure of that container.
What we've learned about the chemicals being carried by that train and the dangers it poses to people in the area.
Plus, what a study is revealing about sleeping pills and its link to dementia.
And here's a live look in Lewisburg this morning. Temperatures are warming up this week. We've been waiting for it. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has today's forecast for you in just a few minutes.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 440, and we're taking a look across the area. Temperatures in the 40s, 45 in Rocky Mount, 43 Durham, 45 in Fayetteville. We still have some low cloud cover, but we can see downtown Fayetteville just fine. So no fog here, a little bit of fog in the Sand Hills, but that is moving out very quickly. We have the wind starting to pick up a little bit, and that mixes up the atmosphere and allows that fog to dissipate. We're going to end up with a good bit of sunshine today. We're going to see some sun starting to peek out even this morning in some places. Temperatures in the low to mid 40s as you're heading out the door, and that's the way it'll feel when you're walking the dog this morning. Again, the farther south you are, the more cloud cover you may see right now. But on through the morning, we'll see more sunshine. Look at this nice warm afternoon, 60 at 3 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, walking the dog, we're still in the mid-50s.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, we're working to gather more details on an investigation overnight in Rocky Mount. Details are very limited right now, but here's what we know so far. Police left the Executive Inn Hotel on Wesleyan Boulevard in Rocky Mount. They were there for nearly 6 hours overnight. Again, details very limited. Michael Grace was on that scene. He'll have more details for us coming up at 5 o'clock.
Michelle, thanks. And Durham police are investigating a shooting near NC-54. Crime scene tape blocked all four lanes of traffic when the WRAL breaking news tracker got to the scene just after 4 Sunday morning. Forensic units were requested. We're working to learn more about what happened.
Fire broke out late Saturday night at a home on Shadow Glen Drive in the Headingham neighborhood. When WRAL crews arrived there, they were working to put out the fire above a garage of a home. Upstairs, windows have been broken out, and there appears to be extensive fire damage to the front of the house.
Residents in a northeastern Ohio town are facing a potentially dangerous situation after a train derailment. Governor Mike DeWine has ordered everyone in East Palestine to leave their homes immediately.
We need to get everybody who remained within that mile radius or decided they needed to come back within that mile radius. We need you to leave now.
Officials say one of the tanker cars that derailed is unstable and could explode. If that happens, toxic fumes of vinyl chloride would be released into the air. DeWine has ordered anyone living within a mile radius of the train derailment to leave. The National Guard has been called in to help with the evacuation. Schools in that area will be closed today.
4:43 the time right now. You hear about it every fall. What was your school's performance grade? North Carolina leaders want to change how those schools are graded. They say it relies too much on standardized tests from classes most teachers don't even teach. A working group is now looking at adding career and college preparation to the grade and other ideas. State Superintendent Catherine Truitt is working with school systems and outside experts on ways to grade schools better. You can read about the effort in the education section of WREL.com.
Viola Davis is the latest EGOT winner. After winning Best Audiobook, Narration, and Recording for Finding Me at last night's Grammys, Davis is the 18th person to win all four major entertainment honors. Brandi Carlile won a trio of trophies. Other multiple award winners included Maverick City Music, Kendrick Lamar, Kirk Franklin, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Willie Nelson, and Ozzy Osbourne. The night's final award saw Harry Styles, who'd already won Best Pop Vocal Album, winning Album of the Year for Harry's House.
A new study finds taking sleep medication may increase the chances of dementia for some people. Researchers from the University of California studied elderly people averaging 74 years old. Studied them for 9 years. The volunteers in the study didn't have dementia but took sleeping pills. Researchers found 20% of participants developed dementia, with the higher number among white people. White volunteers had a 79% higher risk of developing the disease compared to volunteers of color who rarely or never consumed sleeping pills.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of property was stolen from outside the NFL Experience in downtown Phoenix. Police say the theft was several items of production property. Authorities note that safety is a top priority, and they're doing what they can to help make sure that people are able to enjoy this week's festivities for the Super Bowl safely.
Twitter's planning to charge brands $1,000 a month to keep their checkmark status. Excuse me. Brands that do not pay the fee will have their gold checkmark taken away. That checkmark is credited with increasing the reach and distribution of a business.
It's a long and sometimes dangerous journey for Mexican avocados destined to become guacamole in the U.S. during Super Bowl season. The roads are so dangerous that state police provide escorts for trucks carrying avocados. Mexico supplies about 92% of avocado imports in the U.S., sending over $3 billion worth of the fruit every year.
Black Business Week is now underway in Durham. The Greater Durham Black Chamber of Commerce is putting on the week. Each day, there'll be events to help promote Black-owned businesses. There'll also be opportunities for business owners to learn more about opportunities available to them. According to Discover Durham, there are more than 130 Black-owned businesses in the Bull City.
More American workers are returning to the office. We're talking more than 50% of workers are back in the office in 10 major U.S. cities. That level is the first time since the pandemic. Some employees are still using the hybrid work model, although many say they prefer to continue working from home. Some major companies have made it clear that they want them in the office at least a few days a week.
4:46 right now. Big change overnight. A dense fog advisory is now gone. If you went to bed and saw some of that fog, you won't see it this morning. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a warm up as well.
Yeah, in some places yesterday evening, it was crazy, really, really thick. But the wind started to pick up a little bit, and that's helped to dissipate it in most places. We take a look across Wake County right now, looking toward downtown Raleigh, and you can see all of the city lights that are out there. And you can tell that we just don't have any fog left. There may be a little bit of low cloud cover in a few places. Now, down to the south, south of the triangle, we're still looking at some low cloud cover and a little bit of patchy fog, but that's also dissipating pretty rapidly. 43 is our temperature. We're likely to hold it in the 40s all the way until around 10 or 11 o'clock. We hit mid-50s yesterday, and we'll climb up to around 60 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. A really pretty day in our forecast. Temperatures are in the mid-40s almost everywhere except for Roxborough, which is sitting at 36 right now. 45 Fayetteville, 43 Goldsboro, 45 in Rocky Mount and Wilson. We take a look at our mild afternoon. It's going to be a pretty one. 59 in South Hill, 58 in Roxborough, 60 degrees in Rocky Mount, 62 in Fayetteville, 61 in Southern Pines. Temperatures will be about 5 degrees warmer than yesterday. But, you know, we never really broke out of the clouds yesterday. Yesterday was a gray day. We had some sprinkles, especially in our eastern counties. So this will be temperatures close to 60 with some sunshine, which will feel nice. Take a look at, not turning cooler, warming up. I'm going to fix that. Watch how warm it gets toward the end of the week. Our colors turn to red and even purple by the time we get to Friday. We will cool back down a little bit as we get closer to the weekend, but we are looking at we're looking at a nice warm up. 54 is our normal high, so we're well above that every day this week. And Thursday is the day that we're watching for potentially close to record highs. We're back to 66 on Friday and then some 50s next weekend. But boy, you know, it was so cold on Saturday and, you know, even a little on the chilly side yesterday. So we can make up for it this week if you have the opportunity. 72 for Thursday in Raleigh and 73 in Fayetteville. We'll be close to records. We may not quite hit it. 74 is the record for Thursday in Raleigh and 75 in Fayetteville. So we may be just a couple of degrees off, but we'll be close to it again with 70s. Taking a look, that 72 on Thursday is the only day this week we'll likely have temperatures in the 70s. We do have a better chance for some rain on Friday. Some scattered thunderstorms are possible. And then over the weekend, we settle back down to normal temperatures with lows near freezing and highs in the mid-50s with mostly sunny skies. We'll talk a little bit more about Friday's showers and thunderstorms coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Parents, we have a way for you to save big on things your kids need. The Triangle's biggest kids consignment sale is back when you can go shopping at it this week.
And a lucky weekend for some beer drinkers in Chile. What led to a beer truck overturning on a highway? Welcome back. It is 4:52 as we say good morning to Beaufort. Take you to the coast here for a lovely look with the clouds moving by. We're going to see sunshine later. 50 degrees right now in Beaufort, and it's going to be up close toward 60 degrees today. Every weekend in February, you have a chance to celebrate Black History Month. Right now, an art exhibit is open at Dix Park in Raleigh called Living in Color. WRL's Julian Grace chatted with those behind the scenes.
Step inside and take a look around you. These pieces all tell a story.
We'll create an album with all the panels of art. Each panel becomes someone's favorite song.
Living in Color is a partnership with Raleigh Film and Arts Festival. The month-long display showcases people of color living in the South. And each piece is created by North Carolinians.
I want them to feel and understand is that this exhibition is for and created by artists that live and exist right here in North Carolina to get a feel of that and see the art that's been produced from artists of color, that their experiences that they've had living in the South.
Artists created this space as a tribute to Black History Month for all of us to enjoy.
We were able to connect with artists that are in some of the HBCUs here, that this was their first show ever with high school artists that had the opportunity to be with renowned artists that are creating and that have been painting for maybe 30 years. So it's a lot of inspiration that goes into that or behind that.
Stunning pieces of art there. The exhibition will be up from now until Sunday, February 26th. This is at Dix Park. Hours are Saturday from 10 to 4 and Sunday from noon to 5.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is expected to be the fifth largest ever since no one matched all six numbers drawn Saturday night. Tonight's jackpot is now an estimated $747 million, which would be a little bit north of $400 million if you choose the lump sum cash option. No one has won the Powerball jackpot since November 19th, so the jackpot is big, but not close to the all-time record just yet. That was just over $2 billion back on November 7th, and we're still waiting to find out who bought that lucky ticket in California.
Parents, mark your calendars. The Kids Exchange Consignment Sale is preparing for one of its biggest sales this week. Sellers will start dropping off items today, and the public sale starts Friday, goes on until Sunday at the Jim Graham Building and Expo Building at the State Fairgrounds. On Sunday, the items will be half off. So admission is free Friday through Sunday, but if you want to pay to get first dibs, that way you get the best selection, you can shop Thursday during a special kids exchange e-sale, but admission for that is $20.
This weekend was pretty lucky for some beer drinkers in Chile. A truck carrying 18 tons of beer spilled it all out into the road after the driver lost control. The accident left that highway, as you can see, covered in boxes and cans of beer everywhere. Yeah, people just came to that scene grabbing a free drink or two or a case. And no one was injured in the accident, but quite a mess, quite a cleanup going on there. You know, if it's food or produce, it can't go back. I wonder if it's the same for beer.
Right. Well, and a lot of those cans were crushed. But look at all those Good Samaritans just helping out, you know, by drinking, helping with the cleanup there. They were being very selfless, to try and do that.
I would agree with that. There's a devastating earthquake in Turkey. It has killed hundreds of people. Coming up at 5, the new video from overnight as rescue efforts continue there this morning.
And 20 people are looking for a new place to live after an apartment fire in Raleigh. The conditions of those hurt and the shocking video of firefighters telling people to evacuate.
And some of the world's best performers honored at the 65th Annual Grammy Awards. Coming up, the moments that have people talking this morning.